Hi folks, it's Luke Clayton and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. Today I'm going to take you with me down to Lake Tewakene, which is located about an hour east of Dallas. Actually, you and I are already in the pickup heading that direction right now. We're going to link up with a longtime buddy of mine, guy David Hansen. Now, David has been with us a couple of times, but up until about 2 weeks ago, he's been catching the daylights out of blue catfish. You know, Lake Tewakene is a world-class catfish lake. I mean, people come from all over the country to catch the trophy blues. David's been catching a lot of what we call eater blues, 2 to 6, 10 pounds, like that. But the big news is right now the channel catfish bite has kicked in high gear. The blues have kind of cut back a little bit, as they always do in the heat of summer. But we're fishing, are going to be fishing under the 2 mile bridge. There's a brand new bridge spanning Lake Tewakene. And under that bridge, David has been seeking refuge from the sweltering heat and also catching tons of catfish, limits of channel catfish. So come on down to Lake Tewakene with me. There's plenty of room in the pickup. Let's have some fun and we'll visit with guy David Hansen. What do you say? Well, folks, we made it under the bridge. This is the new bridge, the new 2 mile bridge here at Lake Tewakene. Lot of shade. David, we have had a ball fishing. We have got a box full of fish. I don't see how summer fishing for catfish could get any better than what we just enjoyed here.
You know, this shade makes it all gravy, man. And when the fish cooperate, it's that much better. You know, fast action, good family fun, you know, in the shade. What else you want?
What else could a fisherman even dream of? Of course, we've got a father and son with us. It's a couple of your clients, and they've had a ball and caught tons of fish too. Limits is what we've caught. And the interesting thing to me, David, is the fact that, you know, channel catfish usually are caught. I've caught 90% of my channel catfish within 3 feet of the bottom. But because, I guess, of where the thermocline is right now, these fish, most of them that we've caught, have been up maybe 6 to 10 feet up from the bottom, right?
Yes, sir. It's been that way for the last week. And I don't know, you know, it's just all of a sudden we got hot weather, and that's where the cool spot is.
You
bet. That's what they want.
Yeah, well, it's very nice to be able to pull up underneath a wide bridge, and I know the temperature is 10 degrees cooler under there than it would be out on the lake. I mean, that was pretty easy to tell right off the bat. But using punch bait, and I guess the tip that I learned today is that channel catfish are not always right on the bottom. And you know, even during the few hours that we fished, they weren't on the same level. We had to, you kept mentioning and reminding everyone to, well, if you're not catching them 5 turns off the bottom, try 6 or 7 turns. But kind of like crappie, you know, they were definitely seeking a strata of water, and if you were very far from there, you'd miss them. Now, one other thing that's a real good fishing tip, I think, is when I'm watching my line, a lot of times if it goes slack, take that slack up quick and try to set the hook, because a lot of those fish probably would go down and pick the bait up and then start coming back up to that comfortable level, and all you see is slack in your line, right?
Absolutely. More often than not, and that usually is a good indicator that, like you say, that you're too low.
Exactly. Well, David,
so you
just we could
come up around.
You bet, man. Well, we could not have had a better fishing trip than what we had today. I want you to invite folks that want to fish at Tewakene. They're listening to us from Nebraska to the Texas Panhandle on High Plains Outdoors here. Leave a phone number if they want to learn more about fishing at Tewakene now or during the trophy season this winter. How do they call you?
They can reach me at any time at 903-268-7391.
Well, thank you, David. And folks, High Plains, HPPR.org. We'll have a picture of David on there and a little write-up with his phone number. I know it's next to impossible to write down a phone number if you're listening while you're traveling or whatever. But there on the High Plains site, we will put the phone number. David, we'll see you soon and look forward to the next fishing trip, man.
We're looking forward to it, Luke. Thank you.
Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoky & Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, and Night Sight.